Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXCI Tucson. And today I'm here with Melissa Ivich, the Studio Manager, and Yoli Contreras, Development Manager at the Drawing Studio. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
What is your organization's mission and vision?
What we do is we create access to art, because art heals, art creates joy, and art makes us whole. And so at this point, we are systematically and intentionally reaching out to people of color, people with disabilities, queer people. So we are very focused on broadening our access to art. Who is the art instructor? What art forms and styles are being promulgated in our classes? You are welcome at the Drawing Studio, because at the Drawing Studio, your heritage will be honored and respected, your personhood. We want you to love the creation of art. And so that's our job. The vision is that the world is a better place when art and the creative spirit are fostered as a cultural necessity.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
When we're looking at our mission moving forward, we look backward, because it's important to honor that we would not be where we are today if it weren't for a group of incredibly passionate, hardworking, selfless, and generous group of artists that had a vision for this access of art that we're working towards today, expanding their vision.
Yes, and we try to be very malleable in our programming to reflect the changing needs of Tucson. And part of that is being accessible. We do offer youth and adult scholarships, and we don't ask for proof. It's a very simple form. So it's very valuable to us to decenter the notion that you need to be of a certain income bracket to access art and creativity.
Can you share one of the highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission?
There's the Figure Drawing Studio. So figure drawing is drawing a nude model. And the monitor responsibilities, because they have to protect the model in a additional state of vulnerability, that monitor is the one who holds the space for creating art, and that's important. In this program, figure drawing for humanity is pretty essential. That leads us to our partnership with the Splinter Collective.
Yes, so we are expanding our figure drawing programming to include sponsoring Splinter Collective's Alliance in Transition series. This is where they hold figure drawing classes at Splinter Collective and highlight trans bodies and other underrepresented bodies. There will be exhibit at the end of the series of their Lines in Transition sessions.
This exhibit will be held at the Drawing Studio Reception Hall. So for the month of September, we will have a Figure Drawing Studio pop-up show where the participants of our Figure Drawing Studio have submitted artwork that is being displayed in our reception hall. The opening reception event will be held on September 6th.
How can people find out more about the Drawing Studio?
So you can visit our website, thedrawingstudio.org.
Correct. And we're also on Instagram at drawingstudioaz. And in our bio, there is a link tree, and that will take you to different links, including our schedule, our website, membership information, and how to donate.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.